today's Bhagavatam class, and devotees have to excuse that I'm elaborating on Bhagavatam class, but there's just so many things going on here in the morning that I guess I could look at the questions, but I'm really short on time, and especially this morning, I need to go out to visit some devotees' ailing mother on the way to seeing the doctor in the hospital. Me seeing the doctor in the hospital. In the meantime, you can hear the dogs there in the background. It's one of the special features of being in Hungary. Yes. And Sri Prahlad Maharaj made this very interesting statement. He explained that he was in Krishna sent him to the material world in order to exhibit the qualities of a pure devotee to those who are entangled in cycle of repeated birth and death by the bonds of lust, or at least that's the bij, or the original seed of entanglement in material existence. And Britta Lakshana Jignasu. Britta means devotee, and Lakshana, the Lakshan, or the qualities of a pure devotee. How he doesn't care for any type of material enticement, even if it's offered directly by the Lord Himself. And, of course, so many other wonderful qualities. And considering that the demigods are present when all of this is going on, then it becomes obvious that the Lord wanted the demigods to also see what a pure devotee is. In fact, this morning when I was reading the Bhagavatam, Krishna says that by worship of the deities in the temple, by following religious principles, by engaging in sadhana bhakti, one gradually becomes purified. But one can easily, quickly, immediately become purified just by gaining the merciful glance of pure devotee. So that's Britya Lakshana. As a devotee, he elevates others simply by his desire, your ever-well-wisher. Who always wishes well for everyone, and he knows what's good. Just like parents know what's good for children, even though children sometimes think that they don't like the prescription, but still, parents, father knows best. And similarly, Vaishnavas are patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. They're well-wishers and very, very merciful. And they have great spiritual power. Where do they... what does it mean that someone has great spiritual power? Bhakta shaktikam. The power is the power of devotional service, manifests its force within the heart of the devotee, which really radiates out, and that radiance of shuddha sattva, vishuddha sattva, or Prema Bhakti Ahahoite Avidya Vinashayate. Prema Bhakti is the essence of Vishuddhisattva. That then, like the sunshine, Krishna Surya Samahoyam Vayamandakar. Like the sunshine, when the sun shines, the sun is far away, but by its own inherent radiance, the sun lights up the entire universe. Yata prakatyat eva krishna lokam imam ravi. Same way as Krishna says, the soul illuminates the body with consciousness. So same way, the Vaishnava's devotion, the power of his devotion, the force of his devotion manifests, and it touches the hearts of others. Ultimately, when devotees are preaching or going out on book distribution, that's what really affects people, in proportion to how Krishna conscious devotees are. Selling a book or getting donation, that's one thing, but really bringing about an effect in the heart and mind of the person, that will take place based on what they actually feel, that they feel transformed. So that is Britya Lakshanam, quality of Vaishnava. Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Mono. And so Prahlad Maharaj came into this world with this mission to actually show everyone. And of course, we just see the beginning of his life. We just see the first few years. He's around for a long time. I can't remember for how long. He's told to rule the universe, but he's here for a long time. And of course, whatever he displayed in youth, he continues to display as he gets older. And we see him meeting the Python Man later on in the Bhagavatam. Then he's already grown up, and although he's a pure devotee, but still he's playing the role of a king who's usually attached to all kinds of material things. And when this sadhu is laying on the path, not moving, then Prahlad Maharaj immediately recognizes, because it takes one to know one. So he recognizes here's a great devotee. But his way of acquiring knowledge or his type of sadhana is something very unusual. So he asks him to explain it. But Prahlad Maharaj recognizes, I can see that by your symptoms, you're a great saintly person. Tell me, how did you get this way, and what is this special type of practice that you're doing, laying here in the forest? And then the Python Man, we never get to learn his name, but he recognizes Prahlad Maharaj. He knows who Prahlad Maharaj is, and they're actually peers. But still, because this is part of the Lord's Leela, the Lord's plan, so he tells his story, although it's more mysterious. Vaishnavas are mysterious, Krishna's mysterious. Sometimes it's hard to recognize the symptoms. And that's why Prabhupada would warn that, for instance, one shouldn't see the spiritual master as an ordinary person. Similarly, one shouldn't see Vaishnavas as ordinary persons. You can't necessarily always discern all of those qualities. They're there, but they may end up being hidden for some purpose. So, therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Apana bhajana katta naka hiboya tatata. Rako ranga ridaya bahira. You should keep your spiritual assets confidential. Don't talk about them here and there. People just misunderstand and criticize. And one, if one flaunts one's spiritual attainment, then Krishna also says that they will decline. You will lose them. It's a spiritual principle. So that way, devotees, and we see that example there with Srila Prabhupada, they sometimes play the role, or at least externally to externalize, of being like regular practitioners. And we see that same thing going on with Srila Prabhupada. Even after when he's very, very sick, Prabhupada never changes his pace. He's always exhibiting the same type of regulated devotional service that he taught personally. And yet, no doubt underneath, there's another own personal world. But Srila Prabhupada would sometimes get upset when devotees sort of try to intrude. Don't intrude into others' personal lives. Just like you don't start talking to householders about their own personal affairs unless they happen to be volunteering that information. So, Britya Lakshanam Jignasa, the qualities of a pure devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, exhibiting them in abundance. Hare Krishna.